On the February 14th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Virginia star point guard Sean Singletary. Jed and Sean talked about the state of the Cavaliers, Sean's leadership role in the team, and how the Cavaliers bounced back from this past weekend's loss to rival Virginia Tech.
This typically would have been a bye week. You would have had an off week, and Longwood shows up instead. With what happened Saturday, would you prefer to play a basketball game like you did tonight versus sitting around and playing video games all week?
Yeah, we definitely would rather play. You know, we're going to practice regardless, and we practice at a high level. So we try to emulate game situations. But, you know, after having a loss like that on Saturday, everybody was itching to get back on the court and compete, and we did just that tonight.
Even though Longwood isn't a great team, it's a game setting with real crowd and real circumstances. There's a different dynamic to something like this, isn't there?
Yeah, it definitely is. We had a crowd out there, and we really appreciate the student section that came and supported us tonight. I mean, we really needed that tonight, and we really appreciate that. But, yeah, it's definitely better when you get to beat up on somebody else instead of beating up on yourself. And like I said, after a loss like that on Saturday, I mean, it was pretty tough on us, but we just wanted to get that behind us and just get a blowout victory tonight.
Yeah, after so many positive moments, that was a down moment on Saturday. How quickly, Sean, can you bury that loss? Or does it take another ACC game before you can really put that one completely behind you?
No. With the maturity level of our team and the leadership we have from Coach Lito, I mean, we put that game behind us the day of the game, you know, because you can't just keep dwelling on the past, you know. It's the day we lost that game. That night we put it behind us, and we're ready just to go on this home stretch of five games and take care of business.
Sean Singletary's with us on the Best Seat in the House. Is that a big difference between this team this year and last year, the maturity to deal with adversity, to put it behind you the right way?
Yeah, it definitely is. With JR and I mean, we learned a lot from playing together for a few years, and Coach Lito has been brilliant in talking to us and just teaching us a lot of things, you know, about the life and about life and about basketball. So, just after that tough loss, we realized, I mean, we didn't expect to lose, period, and we didn't expect to lose that bad, but, you know, sometimes things like that do happen. And you can't really change it. We just put it behind you.
You hear that phrase in basketball or in sports, a valuable loss. You guys have been sky high, won seven games in a row, one of the most remarkable runs for Virginia basketball in several years. Could it be a valuable tool, what happened on Saturday?
I don't know if we'll call it a valuable tool because, I mean, no, you never like to lose, but we definitely learned that we can't just expect to come in the gym and win, even though we were on a seven-game winning streak. And, I mean, we had eight games in the league. And everybody's hunting us, but mm-hmm. we're too carefree during practice that week, and it's a great learning tool. I mean, just to get your butt kicked like that, and just wake up and realize that the season's not over. We're not in tournament yet, and we just have to finish it out strong.
I think you said after the game you felt like the team lost that game before it ever started. You could sense the difference, couldn't you, in the practice intensity in the days leading up to that game?
Yeah, you definitely could. And of course, later it was great that, you know, knowing body language and knowing personnel and things like that. And we didn't have the energy we needed to have. And it was a bit tough for us to win that game. But, I mean, we put that behind us, like I said, with JR and my leadership. You know, we will never let that happen again, no matter what. And JR is playing with a sense of urgency his senior year. And this is something this Virginia program hasn't done in a while. And you make it to the tournament. And we really want that, and everybody wants that. And we're just going to try to put it together for these last five games.
To be a really good leader day in and day out, whether times are good or times are bad, you really have to be self-assured. You've got to be comfortable in your own skin. And it seems like you and JR, no matter the circumstances, are really comfortable taking the bull by the horns and just doing whatever it takes to lead this basketball team.
Yeah, definitely. As leaders, you know, you'll be called upon to do many things. And most nights it's scoring or making passes for JR and I. But a big part of it is being vocal in the game and outside the game, or just giving kids a ride on your team, or just making sure they're in class and things like that. And if you learn to develop a level of discipline day in and day out, then it'll transfer to the games.
In terms of the way Tech guarded you on Saturday, what did you learn from that experience that you can now apply to the rest of the ACC games where you can get better shots, have more freedom out there on the court?
Just not only Tech guarding me like that. A few teams have guarded me like that. I mean, maybe 75% of the teams guarded me in the way they did, but it's really not in the way the teams guard me. It's the way I prepare, and I feel as though I didn't prepare well enough to have a great performance that night. And it's just something that I can fix in practice, you know, just bring a lot more energy and just working harder, you know, and games like that won't happen.
How do you balance the fact that much is asked of you, and you've got to score, and you've got to facilitate, and you've got to lead this team, but at the same time, you can't do too much, or it's going to hurt the team? How do you balance that out, Sean?
Just knowing how to be, you know, at the right place at the right time and be a good player to a great player, and I want to be a great player. So you learn that through conversation with coaches. I mean, coaches that have been there, coaching there, Coach Lado, Coach Simon, Coach Courtney, do a great job, and just learning me some things, teaching me some things, and I take that all in stride. You know, now I'm a good listener, so I take what they say, and I just every day, no matter the circumstances, I just come in the gym and work, try to come early, you know, and get some shots afterwards as well, and look at film and things like that. And over the long run, I mean, all that stuff is going to pay off.
Sean Singletary with us. Two last questions for you. How do you balance out your needs with those needs of J.R. Reynolds? Because you've got to have the ball some to be effective. He does as well. And it seems like you all have sort of formed the perfect marriage or perfect compromise. How have you done that with your respective skill sets?
Well, that type of stuff never crosses my mind. It's just that we're just one of 15 players out there on this team. Mm-hmm. And it never crossed my mind scoring or anything like that. Yeah. We just play off each other real well because we've been together for so long. And we're leaders on the team. So, I mean, we pretty much know where each other's going to be all the time. And I know when we need a basket, I may have to get it or JR's going to get it. So that's the given. And, we're just selfless individuals out there.
You mentioned this a minute ago, and Coach mentioned this after Virginia Tech. We as a basketball team, Virginia, are going to have to find a way to diversify the offense a little bit more heading down the home stretch. Are there new ways you all can attack things to sort of make adjustments to the way teams are guarding you?
I wouldn't say there are new ways, but it's just ways we've explored, but we haven't shown out there on the court come game time. And we have to put all the tools in full effect coming down the stretch because we know teams are going to be tough guarding JR and I. So we got to run hard, cut hard, and just get to the ball quick, offensive rebound, and get easy opportunities for ourselves.
Saturday, back to the Wars, Florida State in town. Is that your kind of ball game? The place will be jammed. Al Thornton is one of the great players in the ACC, if not the country. Is that sort of Sean Singletary's stage right there?
I definitely up for the challenge, you know, but it all starts with practice this week, and if I can get our team going, get our motor going, then we'll be just fine, and we'll play a great game, and I'll have a good game, JR have a good game, and everybody will have a good game if we can just prepare well, you know, and keep our heads on straight.